and consult the answer key to see how well you understand the material. Alternatively, I will discuss the correct answers in the lectures, so you can pause the audio, take the quiz in the PDF manual, and then listen for the correct answers. Quizzes are typically found near the end of a chapter and consist of 10 questions. To help you summarize and retain as much information as possible, I will finish every chapter with a list of takeaways, the most important points to remember from the chapter. There will typically be 10 of these important points. At the end of short chapters, though, I may limit it to 5. In addition to quizzes, each Audio Learn test preparation course comes with a final exam that you will find in the follow-along PDF manual. The exam has 100 questions and provides an accurate sampling of the questions you will find on the actual certification test. This is your chance to put all that you have learned in the course to good use. You will develop a good sense as to how ready you are to register for and take the MBLX certification exam. I mentioned a follow-along PDF manual a bit earlier. Each Audio Learn course comes with a companion study guide, a follow-along PDF manual. These manuals contain summaries of important material as well as links to supplemental information. They contain quizzes as well as your final exam for the course. You can print out the manual or read it in digital format. Should you decide to print out the follow-along PDF manual, you can also use it to write additional comments and notes as you see fit. This strategy often helps individuals retain the information and better understand the material. During the course of my lectures, I will probably use the expression he or she or him or her. While it is a bit more awkward to speak in those terms, it is important for me to acknowledge the fact that more women are interested in becoming massage therapists. Statistics from a survey completed in 2018 show that the field of massage therapy is predominantly female, with 88% of licensed therapists being female. It is not, however, uncommon to work with male therapists. For many learners, repetition is invaluable for effective learning. Soon you will discover that I will repeat many terms and concepts. When you hear ideas that have been repeated, even multiple times, take note of them. We consider them to be very important concepts. Speaking of repetition, I wholeheartedly recommend your listening to every lecture in this course at least twice, or even more if you have the time. You are about to be given a great deal of information: facts, terminology, techniques, and suggestions for supplemental study. It will be extremely difficult for you to fully grasp everything in just one listen. Depending on where you are listening, you can take notes as well. Many chapters are best absorbed if you can sit and follow along in the PDF manual as I present the material. If, however, you are only able to listen while commuting to work, for example, forget the manual for now. Consult it when the time is more appropriate, and you can focus on reading. You can still get valuable information just by hearing what I have to say. Now I want to give you an outline of the material I will present to you. This is just an overview to allow you to hear what to expect from the course. I hope that much of what you hear motivates you to listen to the entire course. I also hope it excites you about the prospect of becoming a licensed massage therapist. My lectures will begin as I give you the basic profile of a licensed massage therapist. It includes not only the skills you will need, but also the responsibilities and duties you can expect upon being hired or opening a private practice. From there, I will walk through the process of applying for and taking the MBLX certification exam, eligibility criteria, registration, how to prepare, test center regulations, and what are the policies related to results and retakes. Once your application to take the written exam is accepted, what comes next? The written exam is the first step in the hiring process. If you do not pass, then your path to becoming a licensed massage therapist ends there, unless you retake the test and pass. So I will tell you about the written test. At this point, my explanation will just be a summary. Next, I will get into the nitty-gritty of the written examination. Here is where you can expect to get most of the quizzes in the course. After providing an introductory overview of the test structure, I will cover material about general test taking. For example, what is the best and most effective way to navigate through a written multiple-choice test? And what are some scientifically based study habits? Or,